Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Ching Lu from the Benevolent Society. Is it society?
It's the Benevolent, it's called.
The
Chris.
Benevolent.
Yes, but the proper name is the Wine and Spirit Trades Benevolent Society, and I'm already out of breath.
Okay, no wonder. Do you want to just tell us a wee bit about, first of all, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Chris. So thank you for allowing me to say something about our beloved charity in the trade, the drinks trade, that is.
Yeah, what is the Benevolent Society or the Benevolent Wine and Spirits Trade?
Blah, blah, blah. Yes. The Benevolent, as we fondly call it, is actually the charity that helps ex-employees of the drinks industry. We have been in existence since 1886, so this is our 125th anniversary year, which I think is a great achievement any charity.
Yeah, 125 years is pretty good going.
Yes, and I'm not that age, so don't look at me in that way.
No, I wasn't. You're not a moment over 100.
the Benevolent has lots of benefits to ex-employees. And firstly, more importantly, they actually help potential beneficiaries with financial grants. And that could be regular grants or one-off grants. And we assess that from a criteria that a person needs to be working for the trade or any sector of the trade, in the drinks trade that is, for more than 5 years.
Okay.
So if, say, you have been working for any drinks company for 5 years, you can, and if you've fallen on hard times and need some financial assistance, you could approach us. We assess you. You fill in a form and we see what we can do.
Okay. So does it have to be like a registered drinks company? Is there a register you keep? Or if someone's been working for a small independent for 5 years and then they decide they've got a sore leg or something like that and they can't do the shop anymore. Is that the sort of thing? Or
you don't have to be a registered, in a sense, UK-based. I mean, we help all drinks-related company.
Even outside of UK?
No, all UK-based.
Yep.
Okay, so it's England, not Scotland, unfortunately, because Scotland have their own benevolent society. So Northern Ireland, Wales and England.
Yep.
And when I say about 5 years, what we have done, because not everybody, if they're not old enough, say if you're in your 30s, may not have 5 years continuous employment. So we will actually be flexible and prorata it and see if you have 2 or 3 years consistent direct employment in the drinks industry, then you qualify. And there are other criteria about your disposable income. And anybody which disposable income per week earns less than £120 and they're not working because of disability or illness, which we all can happen, unfortunate circumstances, then they can be helped. So we're quite flexible in that.
Is it mainly illness and disability that you guys help?
Mostly all our beneficiaries tend to be that. This is why they can't work.
Okay. And it's people who can't work. So if I was retired and I'd been in the drinks industry all my life and I'm retired, but then something happens, would that be covered?
Yes. A lot of our beneficiaries, quite a high percentage, I would have probably say about 80% are in that category. When for some reason or another, through continuous illness, they find themselves, they can't work. And they have difficulty in keeping ends meet. You know, so they will come to us sometimes for instance, if they have an illness that has a disability in the home, which they need help with some adaptation in the home.
Like wheelchair ramps.
Yes, or even one of those scooters, mobility scooters.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't have enough money to buy them. They can approach us and we'll help them with that as a one-off grant.
And is it only one-off grants? Is no sort of ongoing support?
Yes, we do have ongoing grants. At the moment, we help 380 people on a regular basis with £65 a month. So every month, we pay through the bank £22,000 every month for these 380 people. And some of these beneficiaries we will help over probably a period of time, because they can't you know, afford to keep, and you know, they can't even afford to buy food on the table. So they're quite in desperate need. The one-off grants are for people that are okay on a daily basis, but they just want help with the bigger things, as you say, about the scooter and the stair lifts, etc. We also, Chris, have shelter accommodation.
Oh, okay.
Which is our homes in Eastbourne and in Woodend, in Chorley, in Lancashire. And also have a care home in Eastbourne as well. So we have homes as well. And these are people that, for want of a reasons, may not have either have dire housing conditions, or say you're on trade and you're a publican, and when you
retire or leave,
not only that, actually, he's not retired. When they have the business fall through for some reason, unfortunate reason.
A lot of people doing that at the moment.
Yeah, and not only do they have not enough money, they have lost their home as well. So you know, they can apply for us, and shelter accommodation can be provided. But we have a long waiting list for them.
No, I imagine it's quite long.
Yeah.
Did you get quite a big uptake? You know, you've had Threshers, and now Oddbin's gone belly up. Have you sort of been inundated with people?
Surprisingly, Chris, we haven't been inundated. And that's the surprising thing, because we thought we will be inundated. Surprising also because Thresher, or First Quench, as they used to be called, was also a member of ours, a member, corporate member. So you would have thought that the staff would know about us.
Yeah, okay. Do you think it's a lack of people knowing that there's support there for them?
Most definitely, Chris. And I think this is one of the challenges that we've always faced, to increase awareness in the trade and in the drinks trade. And we have, this is the biggest challenge for us, because every time I come up to people like yourself, you know, or other people that's been working in the trade for years, and says, what does the benevolent do? We don't know what you do. Oh, well, yes, we may have a ball and a dinner here, but we don't know really what you do. And it's surprising, because if we have been existing for 125 years and we've raised billions of pounds, can you imagine over this 125 years, why do people still don't know about us?
The reason I know about you guys is because I see some of the activities, and that's advertised in Harper's quite a lot. So I've seen your name pop up every, probably about two or three times a year. There's something going on there.
Yes.
As a fundraising activity, someone's getting together and doing a fundraising, and which sort of links lovely onto how do you get your money?
Well, how do we get our money? We always want more.
Don't we all?
More. Only because we want to help more people, and we know that we haven't reached the many people in the country that we want to help. We raise funds through membership subscriptions, which a lot of corporate and individual subscribe to us. That's one sector. And also we fundraise. And we fundraise through various events. We have a very successful annual ball, which we've been holding at the Dorchester for many years. And that this year raised net £43,000. And that's our biggest fundraiser.
Yep.
And it's quite well known. And Chris, if you haven't come, you have to.
I haven't gone yet, but I will. When is it? Which time
it's
of year?
March.
March. Okay.
Spring ball, yeah.
And what's the ticket cost usually?
£150.
Per person?
The Dorchester, which is quite good value, I think.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, Chris. And we also have a very prestigious dinner, which is going to be in June, this year, June the 23rd, and is held in the Royal Hospital in Chelsea.
Okay.
At the Great Hall.
Yep.
So that's a senior members of the trade, and it's very corporate. So all, you know, it's quite well known in the trade. And we have other sporting activities and events. A golf day.
Yep.
We have triathlons. Skydive. You interested in skydive, Chris?
Only once.
Anybody out there who is interested in skydive and fundraising for us, please contact me.
Okay.
And also, more importantly, we have actually, I would say, it's trying to spread our awareness amongst the youngest people in the trade. And 5 years ago, we've actually set up what we call the Buddies of the Benevolent. And it's actually growing more and more, but we need more people, younger people, to be involved. And they do tremendous work. They're all volunteers. And this year, they've done a quiz in March. And on Wednesday, tomorrow, they're doing a boat party.
Oh, okay.
And we always have a sort of an event in the middle of the wine fair week. And that's actually going very well. And then there's a barbecue in summer and a Christmas party.
Okay, so there's quite a lot of activities.
Activities. And we have to, because we feel that if we diversify our fundraising strategy to different initiatives and events, then more people with diverse interests can be involved.
You mentioned that you had some corporate, like Threshers was or First Quench were corporate members.
Yeah.
What do they do? Do they pay to be a member?
Yes. We have different levels of membership, ranging from the minimum £350 a year, which is not much, right up to £17,500 a year, which is for the bigger companies. And all our members can be found on our website anyway, so we promote them. And it's very important to have key members in the trade to support the charity and be seen as members, because it's important to endorse, you know, our their support to us as well. And also we have individual members, say for people like yourself, Chris, you could be an individual member of the Benevolent and pledge your support for only £35 a year.
Yep. Okay.
And again, ranges from, you know, different levels. But that's the minimum. And £35 a year doesn't even get you a good meal out.
Or a decent bottle of wine.
We like to think that as members, you are supporting your family. Because, God forbid, if any happens to anyone, we won't want to, you know, say that to anybody. But we are there if you ever need our help.
Yep.
And I have seen through my 13 years at the Benevolent, unfortunate circumstances that you never imagine can happen. Say, for instance, there was a young family, went on holiday, the husband got bitten, something happened, he went into a hornet's nest and got bitten, and he was allergic and he died.
Oh, that's a shame, yeah.
And he was in his early 30s.
Yeah.
So his young family, and his widow, came to us, and we helped them temporarily. And we're still helping them, because she can't work with a young family of two.
Yeah, no, that is tough, isn't it?
So it can strike you any time.
Does the job make you feel good about yourself?
I think it does. I think I'm very proud to do what I do, and to help all the people that we help. When I go on visits with my welfare officer and get first-hand knowledge and experience of how our little grant of £65 a month touches those people, it's very gratifying, very fulfilling. And if people know more about what we do, they will actually, I think, really want to support us. And that's what we really want to do. You know, we really want to actually increase our awareness through whatever means obviously available.
And where are you based? Is it London-based or is
it? We are based. Our head office is in London Bridge.
Yep. So is that with One Spirit Trade Association?
Yes, they are the landlord. We are one of the tenants.
Oh, really?
As I say,
do they charge you very little rent?
I dare not say. Obviously,
I imagine it's not full market rate for Central City.
I think they are very good, and they are one of our key supporters.
Yep.
So, you know, I think with the Education Trust and other trade associate charities, they're very, very good to us. But we need more people to get on board.
Do the Vintners Association, are they a member?
The Vintners Company.
The Vintners?
Yes, they are a very, very big member.
Okay.
They're a platinum member, which is the top.
Right. I ran a tasting at Waterman's last night. And
at the Vintners? At Vintners Hall?
No, not Vintners Hall, but at Waterman's Hall.
Okay.
And they were talking about the Vintners Hall and how it's the richest of the livery companies in London and all this
stuff. We are very, very fortunate because if we want to use their hall for any of our events, we get it complimentary.
Complimentary.
But
yeah.
I think that's because we are their trade charity.
Yeah.
And I think that's such an important thing to actually do for us, I think. And we really appreciate that.
Sure. And who are the biggest donors? Are you allowed to say that? You know, because we might as well give those businesses a plug.
I can't actually remember offhand, obviously, but they are actually the very big companies. And they're all on our website. And I say one of them is the Vintners Company, you know, and that's a Pernod Ricard, who's another big company, and Diageo as well. So they're the big companies, which we appreciate. And all
what about retailers? You know, how about, you know, obviously Tesco's now is the biggest seller of wine. Mm. Are they a member of the...
Unfortunately not, Chris.
Oh, okay.
And none of the retailers support the charity, our charity, which is a
shame. Retailers,
yes.
Or any retailers at all?
No, we don't have any retailers at all.
Really? Oh, okay.
And
because they've got the staff and they don't pay very well, so they're the ones who could use your...
I think this is a political answer to a political question, but unfortunately they don't. Bearing in mind, I think it's quite right to say that wines and spirit, and obviously beers and all that, contribute a high proportion of their trade.
Yeah.
So it is unfortunate they don't. We have had discussions with a few of them, and we hope they will, but there's something that is a challenge for us as well, to get them on board, to recognize the fact that we could do something, you know, they could do something for the trade charity, to put something back.
Yeah, although I suppose if you look at Tesco's, they probably don't have that many staff that are actually wine professionals or even, you know, you can't really count a checkout person as a, even
well,
though
no,
they're probably
they're,
selling more wine.
But
than,
there will be wine buyers.
Yeah,
there will be people that are stocking their warehouses.
Yep.
You know, so they're related to wine section.
Mm.
Obviously, I can't profess to know their setup and all that, but it would be good for them to be involved in whatever way they can and then support us. You know, so there's an ongoing dialogue, hopefully, and discussions.
So maybe. It's mainly sort of the old wine industry plus suppliers.
I think wine and spirit as well. You know,
wine
not
and
just
spirit.
Wine. Yeah,
yeah,
and,
yeah.
Because it's basically, I think originally. I think I'm quite right that the benevolent set up with the wine and spirits people first. I think the wine and spirits companies are actually more on the forefront. But bearing in mind, we're the only charity in the drinks business companies to help all sectors in the trade.
Yep.
And you don't have to be a member to ask for help.
No. All right, then. I think we'll wrap it up there, Cheng. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for inviting me.
Cheers.
And I hope your listeners will enjoy my discussion about this.
Yeah, I hope they don't need your services. But they help you, support you.
Yes, if anybody wants to know anything about us, you know, we can...
It's called The Benevolent, isn't it? And
yes.
Your website is thebenevolent.org.uk. Brilliant.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Cheers
Thank
very
you.
Much, Cheng. Bye.
Bye.